we are going through the three Maisim of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And first two are very similar. The third is different. The third, the case of this Balida, two brothers whose father died. And in the Chalukah, they divided it. Now one person got the building, and one person got the Gina, which was alongside the building, Tarbitza. So what happened after they divided is that one of them wanted to build on the garden. And when he built on the garden, he was building a Puma Dispalida, right at the edge of the building. And the other person came with a taina that you're darkening my walls. So we have it's a sensible taina. Normally you can't build walls opposite someone else's window. So amalei b'didika benina. And Rav Chama said, b'didinka amalei. Rav Chama said, he's right. He could say, I'm building a wall in my own rishus. And you can't stop me. Why is it different than any other case? Any case where I can't block your window? So Rashi says, because here there was no cheskas gimel shanim. There was no chazok of 3 years, even though this is palidim, stood already for more than 3 years with light. But that was before the chalukah. Once they make a chalukah, the Gemara is saying that you need a new chazok of 3 years. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now, just to chazer, when we had the rules of Chestas Tashmishim, Rashi Shita was that you don't need 3 years. Right? That was Rashi Shita, that you don't need 3 years. And here Rashi says the Farish that you do need 3 years. So that was part of the theorists that we asked in the Rashbams and the Rashis. And the terrace that we went with was the Taurus Mahalach, that the type of thing that people pay for and write shtaris for, you need 3 years. Because there's a type of achi shtarfa. The type of things you don't write shtaris for, it's a chazaka right away. That's what we discussed last week. And I guess you have to say that when people buy oyer rights, or light, they buy rights from their neighbors that to have light that the other person's not going to build, that they write shtaris for it. I have no opinion how the mitzvah should be. What we're saying is that if a person pays his neighbor for a commitment that he's not going to build walls within Dalet Amos of his window, so he would normally write a shtar, and that's why Rashi here says 3 years. That's the Torah's geder hadavah. Now this is all according to Rashi. At the end of Shi yesterday, I told you Taisus Dibra Masal Amalei. Taisus said, Tais had a few kashas on Rashi. If the issue is the light, so Tais holds that it's a plea that somebody should be allowed to block off the light in someone else's house. Tema shayachal apila yishalayeh lebetrakin oira klal. Oid my karma ba'avira le'olu ahadadi. Gemara's going to say in a few minutes that the avir wasn't counted into the value. What do you mean, pshita? Dalu nami avir debayis v'loy ayren yishav v'klo. The Taisus is matmi on Rashi that it's not mistabra that you can block someone's window and make his house totally dark. So how would we answer Rashi? How would you answer Rashi? Taisus kasha. Taisus is asking, can you make someone's house totally dark? So the way to answer Rashi, I guess, is that Rashi will say, who says he's making it totally dark? Who says Rashi's learning the Gemara, the only window, all the windows are on this side of the, right where the wall is? It's talking that you're making it less, it's less light. Or it's not totally up to the window. So it's no chinami, it could be Rashi's minded to Taisus, that if you would make the house totally dark, it would be a problem. But who says that that's the case? Who says the case is that the Rashi's not saying he made it totally dark? So, what? Mm-hmm. means that Rashi holds that even if you make it totally dark, it's good. The problem is Tosfos Kasha, that it's Mustava when they divided. Gemara is going to say they didn't cheshbon in the value of the light. They're Mustava, they didn't cheshbon in. If you have a house, especially in those days before electricity, though, if you have a house that's going to be totally dark, what? Oh, so that must be. It must be the Rashi Lance. Either there was a window from the other wall, or it's possible to make a window in the other wall. So, how do you have any right? Right, it seems from Tosfos. Tosfos holds. And the question is, what right do you have to darken? Maybe even if you're making it totally dark. Maybe Rashi holds, Alan is a graphic as Atzmai, that you could make it totally dark. So, I don't know. It's a taina. But I think that the Rishonim answer Rashi this way, that Rashi's minded to Tosfos. Because the Rush brings the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and he defends Rashi. And this is what I'm telling you is the Rush b'shem Davud, the answer Rashi. Again, Rashi says that you're allowed to darken if there's no Cheskes Gimel Shana. Tosfos says it doesn't make sense. You should be allowed to darken it stamazai. Totally, you should be allowed to darken it totally. So the Rush brings b'shem Davi, da dayin haisa oira l'spalida mitzad acher, v'loi haya la'ar gadol k'moy shetzarach barsadra. It just wasn't so much. Shamachi karli antruna. That's why the Gemara in a minute is going to call it not as good a house. So the Rush is saying that Rush was defending Rashi, is saying Rashi will be made if you make the house totally dark. You have no right to make the house totally dark. And we're talking Dafka, where it limited the light in the house. Tosfos Lamaisa is not masking to that. Ben Otam learns that the case of the Espalida is a case of being able to see his fields through the windows. What he wanted to be able to see are his fields through the windows. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. So you have two pshat and what the story was. If it was out darkening or out seeing. I started to tell you yesterday that the inyan of Hezek Niske Shcheinim, where I have a good view from my window, and someone builds a building and blocks my view. So whether there's such a thing as taking someone to a din Torah, that you're blocking my view, it's not mentioned anywhere in all the sugyas we're going to have in Layachbar. There's no sugya that talks about blocking view, whether blocking a view is a Hezek, has a din Mazik or not. There is no such Gemara. The Marabach has a tshuva. Marabach was the generation of the Beis Yosef, just around the end of the Rishonim. The Marabach has a tshuva in which he was asked about by a different Rav, who had the Shaila, wrote a letter to Marabach, asking him whether blocking view is considered as a hezek. So the Marabach writes back to him, hezek riyah shamanu, hezek minias riyah loy shamanu. That we have in Shas Hezek Riyah. We never had a Hezek of Menias Riyah, of blocking of view. That should be called a Hezek, we don't find. So the Shoyle wrote back to him, he says, we do find it. We find it in Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rebbeinu Tam here says, that you're blocking my view, I can't see my Sodos. And the only reason here he lost his entire is because there was no Cheskes Gimel Shanim. But Vaisdais, if you have a Chazakah that you can see your Sadais, it's a good Chazakah. So we see that Menias Riyah Shamanu, that there is such a thing.
What's blocking the window?
What?
What kind of Hezek is blocking the window?
Blocking my view. Right now I could see my field. I don't have to go travel to my field to see if the workers come. I wonder if they come in on time. It's kishmak. I look out my window and I can see exactly what time they come.
So blocking window for light. That's called hezek ria.
No, hezek. No, blocking window for light is ar. He said it's a play on words. Hezek ria we had in the beginning. We have hezek ria when you see somebody doing private things. That's a hezek. So he's saying hezek ria shemanu, hezek nias ria la shemanu. He doesn't mean to compare the two. It's just to play on the lashon of gemara of hezek ria, but not hezek nias ria. But so he says, what do you mean? We do find it. This Tosis is, we see that there's such a thing as blocking a view. And Rachidami in Hagemara, he lost it in Tyre. But otherwise, if he was a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, he would win. So the Rabach writes back two times. He said, the first time, I don't really understand. The first thing he says is, Agamara is only talking about Achim Shechalku. It's not talking about Shechina. So I don't really understand what he means. Agamara is only talking about Achim Shechalku and not by Shechinim. It seems from the Gemara and Yomit Beis, it's just the opposite. Achim have less of a right, but more of a right. So I don't understand his first answer, how he learned the Gemara. But his second answer is, that even Rabbeinu Tam, who holds blocking a view is something, he doesn't mean if you can't a scenic view. I'm not talking about that. He's talking about, he has a view to his sadas. We find in the Gemara such a thing, that a person buys a bayis, he buys a path, he sells a chatzur, he buys a path to his sadas. It's a need of a house that the homeowner should be able to get to his fields, which are nearby. All right, so then seeing the sadais also is considered to be part of the hishtamshus of a house. To be able to see the sadais. But that's no raya to a case where a person stam wants to have a good view of something, a nice scenic view. Or even the Marabach is talking, the person wants to see the shuk, he wants to see the marketplace. He wants to see when the market's open, when it's closed. So that's also nothing. It's only this type of case where you could see Sadaisav, which is a normal, a tzairich we find in Shas, there it's said. But otherwise, blocking a view is not a, you know, any chazaka blocking a view. And as far as I know, this is the only tshuva on this, and the Piskei Chayshin brings only this tshuva, he doesn't bring any other maramakainis on the idea of blocking a view. And it seems, lahalacha, that halacha is taka like this marabach. That blocking a view, there's no tefillah on blocking a view.
And I thought there's no reason in the story why it should be different. I don't have any value because my house doesn't have any value to look at that person's feeling whether anybody looked at something.
Right. It doesn't have any change in value, which the Gemara is going to say, that Loyolo, it doesn't change the value.
And then why write about this and not for that?
It's true. The Marabach, you have to remember, is coming from the other direction. He's saying, there's no makar for this in Shas. There's no makar for blocking a view. Now you found the Tosis. The Tosis says that being able to see a sadais is a significant ria, and it's considered a hezek to stop him. He says, okay, for that I found a makar in Shas. There's such a thing as derech l'sadaisav. That somebody sells part of his property, he leaves himself a derech. Alright, so, ein l'cha yesem l'chidusha. That's what he's saying. He's saying that he found a chidish, so that chidish is a chidish, not more than that. That's not about Bach's time. Is he saying there's no value? It's hard to say he's saying there's no value, because we know that you can have a house that's built near the ocean front, and the apartments that look out to the ocean sell for twice as much as the apartments that look out to Collins Avenue, right? That the ones that look out to have a good view, they sell for more. So it's hard to say it doesn't have a value.
The other one in the corner of the rush is straight out there would be dark.
Now we have no value, right? What's tackle with this time? It's a time. Right? If you know for sure it has a value.
Now
it's not as that is alo. I mean, it does go into the value. Yeah. So Bizman Azeh. I don't know. What? Alonizik Laharchik. He can't be Marchik himself. What's he going to do?
It's not even a real model.
doesn't exist such a mazik.
You're knocking my property value down. You're knocking down my property value.
Then you have another meal.
It's a
garden. It's a yeah, but there we didn't say it's value. That's because I can't use it the way I was using it till now. That's as it
was.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. I don't know if I'm going to know the answer until we get to Layachbar. But what's a din? Let's say you have a house. And I want to build, sometimes the yeshiva goes up on a block and people complain. And people complain that it makes the value less in their houses. So that's a taina. Somebody wants to put up in the middle of a residential block, he wants to put in an office building. Assuming that he's not breaking the zoning rules. Zoning rules are hisnu ba'adadi. Any zoning rule, you meshubit to, because that's hisnu ba'adadi. We had on top of the yomid, you meshubit to. Let's say he's not breaking any zoning rules in the middle of a block. He's going to put up an office. And now the value of the house is definitely going to go down. No one's going to want to buy a house right next to the office building. You know, it's always parking problems and noise problems. He's doing such a thing.
Value
that's
not realized as a value.
What?
Value that's not realized as a value.
Well, it still has a value. The property has a value. If it's not argument to be sold. It's really two things to it. The value goes down if I want to sell it. But there's a reason. Why does the value go down if I want to sell it? Because the pleasure of living in this house is less than the pleasure of living in a house in a residential block. So I suspect that Marabach is saying that there's no tefillah, that that's not a taina. I have my property. I can do what I want with my property. It makes your value go down. So this is if this would be your property, it's similar to Alan Nizek Laharfik Asatzma. I'm assuming that's the way it is. We're not going to know until we get to it's Hashem to the second parak, and we see when you have a tain on a shofin for these type of things.
So, the Rebbe has an example of a view.
Yeah. It's a direct hezek. It's a different kind of hezek. Hezek riya mazik by looking into you. Here, I'm taking away a value that you have. It's different. I don't know. I'm not sure what the din will be. You know, Rav Shach has a kuntris, I think he calls it kuntris hashchenim. He writes that the difference between the first two prokem of Bava Basra, between Hashutfim and Layachbar, is that Hashutfim talks about things shchenim have to do in their own property because they're shchenim. Things that, because we're neighbors, so there are certain things that I have to take care of. The shibud of a person in his property. Layachbar talks about hilkas mazik chaver, mazik shayna. You know, if I have smoke, and the smoke, I have a chimney, the smoke goes into your backyard. I want to do a barbecue, it goes into your backyard. Those dinim of niske shaynim, he says, are layachbar. Our perek are basically dinim of, it overlaps, because what shaynim hezekri is also a hezek. But they're basically things I have to do in my rishus because of the shibudim shchedim one to the other. And therefore the discussion we're having now, whether my knocking your property value down is something that's a tfiya, we have to leave for Layachbar, unless we'll see, maybe we'll see something. I'm not sure. I don't know, it could be that the Marabach is taka talking when the property value doesn't go down. Because the Marabach's case is the person said, from the window I can see the shuk. I could see when the stores are open, the stores are closed. Now I can't see. I don't think that knocks down property value. So it could be. It could be it's a taina, and we'll leave it. We'll see. All right now we have to get to the bottom of this story. This chiddush dik psak of Rav Chama. Rav Chama said that you can say b'didika b'nina, I'm building on my property, and the other person has no taina on me. Now, as I said yesterday, the Gemara doesn't answer the question till the bottom line of the Yamid. Because first, the Gemara argues back and forth. Let's see. On the fourth line, the fourth wide line, Amalei b'didika b'nina, Amrachama b'dinka Amalei. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Mai shnoa meha detanya. Shnei achim shecholku. Echad mehem not al sode kerem. Echad mehem not al sode lovem. two brothers divided the father's Yerusha. One took the vineyard, and one took Sadeh Lavan. We had a Cheskes Abam. Sadeh Lavan is a field in which you plant wheat. It's called Sadeh Lavan because there's a lot of sunshine, as opposed to a place that has trees. So one has Sadeh Lavan. Yesh le Bala Karen Dalat Amis b'Sadeh Lavan. So we learned the halachas of Klayim and the Fezim and Aleph. We learned that a kerem, unlike a field of trees or a field of tula, a kerem needs a lot of area adjacent to it for the workers to be able to work. Because unlike a tree, if you work over the vines, you'll destroy the vines. So it needs a lot of space nearby. So if Reuven takes the kerem and Shimon takes the Sadeh Lavan, Reuven gets Dalet Amis in the Sadeh Lavan for his Avodas HaKerem. So we see that you do have to give your brother, who you're splitting with, whatever he needs for his rishus. Shamanos ken chilku. That's the way people divide. They divide with the understanding. Amalei hasam da'olu la'adadi. There, that was calculated into the value of the dividing. So the Gemara, v'l'hacha mai da'olu la'adadi. It makes no sense. Here, it didn't go into the cheshmen. V'chi b'shuftini askinan. The high shokel as belida, high shokel tabitza, but like olu la'adadi. Are we talking about fools that they don't take into account the value? Dr. Rush, this line of Gemara is a raya to Rashi, not like Ravina Town. If we're talking about light, so it makes a lot of sense. The Gemara, keep a shuftin asking, we're talking about fools that he takes a house, he takes a yard, and he gets no light. No, he gets minimal light. That's not a ranga cheshbon. Of course, it's in the cheshbon. According to Rabbi Natan, it's a little shver. Yechid b'shuftin yaskinan, because he could see from his window what's doing in his sardais, so that goes into his cheshbon of the value of a house. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But to say yechid b'shuftin yaskinan, we're talking about fools, but they don't cheshbon it in. So it's a little shver. So this Gemara is takamashma more like Rashi than like Rabbi Natan. Omalei nihi de olu lahadadi. They may live nikshuri v'udri. Taka, they took into cheshbin the cost of building. I get the building, you get the yard. So let's make a cheshbin how much more the world building is worth. The me'avir olay olu la'adadi. But they taka didn't make into cheshbin the me'avir. So Gemara doesn't like that either. Leim olayim e'karis palida palgisli. First you gave me a beautiful home. Hashta b'shavis li'adruna. Now you make it like a dungeon. You make it a place without light. Or a place with minimal light. Amar Avsimi Barashi, that's not a time. Shma ba'alma palaglay. Just because you call something an espalida doesn't mean it has to stay an espalida. It's a name, you like Tanya. Haimer base korafani maichalak. Afabishani elo masach. Tell a dika Gemara. You tell someone, I'm selling you a base kor, which means an acre of land. And you go there, it's only a lasach, it's only a small piece of land. Higiyai, shalimachalay elo shma. Who the Miskari base court? That's only if it's called the base court. Now, the only way anybody in their right mind can understand this Gemara is that it was known that he has a field called the base court. If I go to you, I tell you, I'm selling you a land that's an acre, and then you agree to buy it, and then later I tell you, yeah, I have a bungalow colony called whatever, it's an acre, it's tiny. So nobody in their right mind would say that that's included in the sale. So Taisa says, it must be talking that they knew it exists. If not, there's nothing to talk about. Or Paradisani Maichalach, Bishem be reminding me, Giyash, Allah al Shema, with the Miskari Paradis, Karamani Maichalach, Bishem be confining me, Giyash, Allah al Shema, with the Miskari Karma. So the Gemara says, you go by the name. In Tosfos, when Tosfos tries to explain this Gemara, the bottom Tosfos, how could it be you tell him a beis kor and he gets a lesach? So Tosfos says, look how much he paid him. Did he pay him the value of a lesach or the value of a kor? Three lines in the bottom, Tosfos has an inami. Tosfos has a pshat. Inami, the loy oizel gabe, he gave it him cheaper. But going to loss and loy, the may lesach. And he gave him the value of a lasech. Vahashta iloi karulei beis kor. If not, then it's called a beis kor. Hayyachalai merle keyach. Tosi says that if I give someone the May Lesech, and he doesn't have a fear, and he said he's selling me a core, a base core for a Lesech. And there's no such thing that there's a place called a base core. So Tosi says, you can tell him, okay, I can tell him, either give me the base core or I'll back out. But Moshe writes that it's a mitzvah to erase this part of Tosi. Mitzvah l'moichbel. But Moshe says the words don't make any sense. If you think about it, stop for a minute and think what's going on here. I agreed to sell you a base core. I'm selling you very cheap. Demei lasach. So I sell you something that's worth a lot of money for a cheaper price. So you give me the money, and it's all over. And you don't have a lasach called a base core. Ordinary case. I agreed to sell you a base core for a lasach. So Tosis says, now, what's the deal? I could tell you, either give me a base core, you have a choice, either give me a base core or back out. He says, that's not true. If you agree to sell me a base core for a certain amount of money, and I give you the money, then finished. You don't have a chance to back out. Then you have a chance to back out. If you sell me something for a price, and we do a kinyan, and I give you the money, it's sold. What does this mean? He has a right to say, in tirtza, give me a base core, and in tirtza, back out. It's not true. So the way the Tosis is written can't be. So Ramosha suggests maybe he's talking in a case where it's a suffix, if there was a place called the base core, or a suffix if he knew about it. In the case of a suffix, he could tell them either give me a base core or back out. But Stamazai, it's in such a case, it doesn't make sense. You can say such a thing. At any rate, so the Gemara now comes to the bottom, to the teretz. Midami, 2 months to the bottom. Hasa masi amle meichel leke ashmaz v'inimach. There you could say I sold the place called base core. Hacha batzi amle adaita d'achi palgi. Did da'ir nabe ki echa d'ari avasan. I divide it because I want to live like our father lived there. Omrulais. Now the Gemara comes to the pshat. And this is the chiddush of this last night of the Gemara. Amalei Marinuka bar Kshisha, Pared Rav Chista l'Rav Ashi. I don't know why Tosis repeats this all over Shas. The Marinuka was older than Mar Kshisha. Marinuka was born when the father was young. Mar Kshisha was born when the father was old. Sounds like Marinuka is the younger one and Mar Kshisha is the older one. So I don't know what's bothering Tosis. Tosis always says, which one's older, which one's younger. Maybe Baba's Tosis that it mentions Mar Yanuka first and Mar Kshisha second. So he's saying, why is the Gemara mentioned in this order? Because the Mar Yanuka was older. But anyway, Breder of Chistel or of Ash, they said the following. Nahardayu. Nahardayu is Rabchama. Rabchama was the one who said the psak, that the brother could build a wall. Nahardayu Lutamayu, Damar of Nachman. Omer Shmuel, Shmuel also was from Nahardayu. This is the chiddush of this nice. Shmuel is saying that when brothers divide, you get it as is. If two brothers divide karka, they get whatever they get as is. It's a loikeach, just like a meicher, is meicher by yafa. The same thing, brothers that divide. Now here, you have to chap what's going on. Normally we say, if I sell you something, I sell it by yafa. If I sell it to you, I sell it to you with everything that goes with it. Achim shechoku l'kuche sein. Yeah, here you have a unique case. You have two brothers. Each one is selling to the other. So in a sense, you could say, well, I'm selling you, so I'm giving you Bayin Yafa. Or you could say, you're selling me, you're giving me Bayin Yafa. Each one is a recipient and a giver of Bayin Yafa. So how does it work? So the Nardoi came up with this rule. Ha'achim shechoku, as is. You get what you got, and you have no tfiya one on the other, like Dera Zalza, like Chalayne Zalza, like Sulame Zalza. Like Chalayne Zalza means that if I have a window on your field, you have a right to block it. And if I want to put up a sulam, you have a right to stop me. If I have a right to have a samayin, you have a right to stop me. This is the chiddush of Achim Shechalku Ein Lahem Zalzeh. And the Gemara ends, Rav, which should say, Rav Omer Yesh Lahem. And Rav said, no. Rav, it's mashma from the Gemara later, that Rav holds Achim Shechalku, not Lekul Chesei, Yerushim Heim. So therefore he argues with Shmuel. Now, Kapanim Shmuel, Nardoi, Reb Chama are all saying, for Achim Shecholku, you get it as is. We divide a field, I get my chalik, you get your chalik, and the two brothers now, each one has to live with whatever he chose. You could say that way, but I think the Gemara later, on Samachay, Samach Dalet, is Mashma that. That the machlekes here is Ayin Ra Ayin Yasa. That's what they argue in. So we'll have to see. But at any rate, the Ritva says a Peferish. The Ritva on the Gemara, on this Gemara, says that they argue Ayin Ra if the Kuch is hanging a Yashim hen. There's a machlekes rishonim here in the Rush as to what it means ha'achim shecholku ein lahem zal zeh. The question is, there are two ways to understand. You can understand that when brothers divide, it's finished. Whatever I get. Whatever you get. We draw a line down the property line between us, put up a fence, and it's all finished. Whatever I have, whatever you have, and we go on with life. Or, you could understand that when we divide, I'm dividing as is, but whatever existed till now continues to exist. Lamasha. Let's say, until now, there was a sulam leaning. Let's say two brothers divide. Reuben takes the house, Shimon takes the yard. And there's been, for the last 20 years, a ladder leaning from the yard to the house for a fire escape or to clean the levers and gutters or to climb to the roof. The ladder's been there all along. So it's a machlekes rishonim. What is the din of that ladder? Is pshat, now we draw a line down the middle and finished. Whatever is mine is mine, whatever is yours, Eilam Sulam is la zuazu. This ladder has to disappear. I can't have a ladder from your property tomorrow. Well, no. Whatever, we get it as is, but as is the way it's been all along. The way it's been till now, it continues the way it's been until now. If the ladder is there, the ladder continues. Okay, what you're saying has to be is machlekes the Ravid of the Rosh. We'll see in a second. Let me show you a case. But before I get to the Ravid, I want to show you Rashi. If you, I don't know if you noticed Rashi loy sulamais. Look where Rashi says loy sulamais. Again, my shaila is: there's been a ladder there all along. There's been a ladder all along. Now, could one brother tell the other brother, take the ladder away? My sulam is also. So the pashup shot in the Gemara is, I can tell you, take away the ladder. Zot Rashi, im notal zebayis v'chotzer, is that not l'aliyah? Ein loy l'kvaya sulam b'chatzere shal zeh l'alis b'aliyasa. He can't put a new ladder. See, Rashi attaches the Gemara, not the way you attach a pashup. Rashi says, loy sulam is means he can't put a new ladder on the field in order to go up to your aliyah. It's clear from Rashi that if there was a pre-existing ladder, that you can't make me take it away. Same thing in the next Rashi. I would touch Le'amasamayim means if I have my plumbing going through your field, so you could stop me. Rashi says, no. Le'amasamayim, Le'havio minanor, Deros Sadeo Shoseh. Now to go and make a new canal to bring water to me, that I can't do. It's clear from Rashi that whatever was until now, whatever rights there were until now, those rights continue. Whatever rights there were until now should continue. That seems to be clear Rashi Shita. And the Rosh brings the shame derived, that the derived says this. And he says the nafkamina is about stuffing or closing up the windows, like you were saying. The Ravid says that you can't force him to close up his windows, because till now this house had windows looking out into the other person's chatzer. So when they divide, so whatever they get as is, whatever was till now continues, and therefore, says the Ravid, You can't force him to close up the windows. You divide it. This has a kriya. So what if this has a kriya? You knew you were getting into it. You agreed. He gets the house. You get the field. The Rosh himself is matmiya. He's matmiya on that. He says, "Heyich yazik adam es chavera. How could you let someone be mazik someone else who has a kriya?" He says, "You do have to close up the windows." And he says that even though each person gets as is, but it doesn't mean that what till now he had a right to do continues. So the Rosh time is that you could force him to close up the windows. And he time is, yes, he has a number of kashas on the Ravid. Says if you can't force him to close his windows, then 3 years are going to pass. He'll have a chazaka for the R. And then the other person won't be able to build an ashisa, won't be able to build a wall. The whole story of the Gemara was that you could force him, that he could build a wall. If you're going to let him keep his windows, you get a chazaka. If 3 years later, the person won't be able to build a wall anymore. So he holds that you do block up a wall. So we have your machlekes, the Ravid and the Rosh. I believe it's the machlekes, the Shach, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskan Mahalacha. If, when we say brothers that divide, divide as is, that dividing as is meant that dividing it as is doesn't mean mamish as is, that the way whatever is exists till now, rights from one or the other continue, which is the Ravid Shita, appears to be Rashi Shita. I think it's Mustafer to most of us. But the Rosh is kind of that you can't, but the Rosh seems to maybe agrees the etzem to the aside that everything is, you get it the way it is till now. But in Hezekiah, he says he can't. How could it be? No, he says he could be kaifa to close the windows. The Rosh holds that he could be kaifa for the person to close the windows. The Kosovo arrived on the Simichov, I think it is. The bottom of Simichov. It's in the bottom seven lines. Because of a Ravid, he then Yochalar or Stevens Chalainis, and read to Luvnus Mufnaim, he calls Mashalay Bamaluf name, and Yochalay Mississan Chalainisaka. Avapishesh Ber Hezekria. Hey, the Varden Iran Klau. Keep it in the Chazaka Bayra. Hey, he must have the Chazaka Ber Yasa. How could he be Mazakim with 3 years? He says, Voy, he can make us 3 years to have a Chazaka. So the Machaikis Rishayim. What the gather of the Nehardoi is, of Shmuel, is, of Achim Shechalku. If it's a din, if there's a continuation of the rights of the Chaloides that existed till now, whether they continue or not. On the Rosh's Kasha, the Rosh asked, if you let him have Chaloides open, 3 years will pass. And if 3 years will pass, they'll have a Chazaka at the Rosh's Kasha. So the Nachlas David answers that, says it's not shver, because we had in the Cheskes Habatim that if you have a Mashkanta de Surah, you give someone your field, and he's allowed to eat the peiros. So Gemara said, after 3 years, he'll have a chazaka, he'll play with his. So the Gemara said, you make a bachar. Even though you're not moicha that he's doing an aveira, he's allowed to eat it. You just make an announcement that it's yours. Even though he's eating it, you shouldn't think it's his, it's really mine. That much bachar you could make. So that the mechah, the person is entitled to that. So the same thing over here. We'll make a machal. Say I'm, his windows are open, but I'm announcing that I'm not masking. I'm not giving him a chazaka. Fire. He can't block my that the person on the other side is saying just because I let him have windows doesn't mean that I'm giving up my right to build a house. You could say I retain my right. So this is the chiddush of the third ma'aseh here of Dav Zayin. Gemara has one more incident. I'd like to learn this last incident as well. I didn't want. But it's not a sister. I mean, a person can fight over anything, but when he makes an announcement, he's saying, everything my brother's doing is fine, he doesn't have to change anything. Just nothing changes, because 3 years I'm not giving away a chazaka. That's all he's really saying. Just because 3 years passed doesn't mean I'm giving up a chazaka. So, you know, if he doesn't have the guts to fight with his brother, so then he'll give up his rights. He'll lose his right to build a wall. Right, the Gemara has a fourth Maisa. I don't know why the Maisa is brought into the Gemara here, except that again it's Rav Chama. Ahushtara diyasmi de nafaka lativra. Nothing to do with Shchainim. It was a shtar of Yisaimim. A man died. Yisaimim had an IOU that Reuven owed their father money. So Reuven comes in with a tivra, with a receipt that he paid. The nafaka lay tivra. He comes with a receipt. Amar Rav Chama at buyei lay magbin alay. Mikra lay karin alay. We don't manai with the IOU, the shtar halvah. And we don't rip it up. Why? Abuye la ragvina le to nafik tevrale. Kim on I with the IOU, Yana has a receipt. But also, mikari le karina le, the chigad li yasmi dilma maisi rayo mari le. We have to give the Yisayim a chance, they'll become gedaylin. And maybe they'll be able to slug up the receipt, to show it's false. So therefore, we don't do anything. That was Rav Chama's psak. Amalei Rav Acha Brei the Rav Lorvina Hilchas Amai. Amalei Bekulu Hilchas Ek Rav Chama. I guess this is why it's brought in, because he said the halachas of Rav Chama in the previous story of the Achim Shechalkum. Levar Metavra, except the case of the receipt. The Sadi Bishakri Loi Machzakina. We don't assume that Edom are liars. How do we assume that the Edom are liars? We don't say that. If there's a receipt with a signature, we assume that it's good. Mazutra Beidar Mariyama Ba'anami Yilchasakar of Chama. The Isa, the Tibra Ma'al Yehud. If it's true that it's a good receipt, Ibayalei Lafuke Bechai Yavuim. Why didn't he produce the receipt when the father was alive? Why should he have produced it when the father's alive? Why should he have produced it when the father was alive? No one was to bear him. So the Rishonim here teach that he should have produced it when the father was alive, because he would have ripped up the shtar if I have a receipt. So I should produce it when the father's alive to get him to rip up the shtar. Because I don't want to save the receipt forever. Who wants to save the receipt forever? Then it's a little shver, because usually you only write a receipt because the end of time is he lost the shtar. Normally, if I pay you, you have to give me back the shtar. Typically, a shtar is written because of the fact that the shtar was lost. That's typically when you write a shayva. It's a little shver why the Gemara is saying that he should have done it b'chayi avoid. That he should have burned up b'chayi avoid. What?
Yeah,
I guess you do. Right, so therefore, but no, but the Kai Shaila is he should have taken an nap b'chayayim. That time that he should have taken an nap b'chayayim is a very shvacha time. So the Rajba learns that this Gemara is talking only in a case where the father was tezeya b'chayav. The father came to Bez and showed the IOU, and he was tezeya b'chayav. So then we tell him, why didn't you take out the shayva when the father was alive? But Rachinami, if the father was not Teveya B'chayev, then there's no time you should have taken it out. That's the Raj Vashita. The Shach passes that way. That it's only talking the case where the father was alive, so then the Reisa makes sense. So here there's a problem. The Rabban and the Rashba both ask. We learn all of Shas with the rule of Kayach HaShtar, that any Shtar is the Cheskas Kosher. Stam Shtar is the Chazaka, that it's a Kosher Shtar. So why here in this Gemara all of a sudden we have circumstantial evidence that it's not a good Shtar, so we say it's a false Shtar? That goes in the opposite of what we always say. We always say, if Adam come, they say, Xavier Dedus, they have a Katanama Yinu. We don't believe them. Because there's a Kayach HaShtar. Every Shtar is Kavishnech Redus on the bed. Adam Asum Mishtar, Kavishnech Redus on the bed. And the Kayach HaShtar, we've spoken many times. And a Shtar has a presumption of credibility. And if so, Frank the Ramban, Frank the Rashba, what's going on in this Gemara? That we have circumstantial evidence with Mara Ashtar. We say Ashtar is no good. Why should we say Ashtar is no good? Stamazai. The Shach, because of this Kasha, learns that this Gemara is talking Dafka with a receipt that was written Teich Manai. We have a Chazaka Einadam for Etes Manai. But people don't pay Teich Manai. Here we're talking in a case, the father died. And now they bring out a shaver, they bring out a shtar. And the receipt is dated, Tayasvani, he's tiny, that I paid Tayasvani. So Dafka over here, with the shtar, the chazaka of the shtar goes against chazaka and Adam Pereh Tayasvani. So here, even here, it's a machlekes in the Gemara. But here there's a Mandi Omar, who holds that we don't honor such a star. Why don't we honor such a star? Because there are two races. There's Tersmanoi and Bechayev. Why didn't he take it out? So that's the only reason that we don't honor the star. So that's the Shas Mahalach. The Ramban learns that the Gemara is talking by a star she'ena mekuyim. Again, because of his kasha, there's a kayach hashtar. The Ramban learns that this Gemara is talking by a star she'ena mekuyim. And because the shtar is not mekuyim, so you have to be mekayim it. You can't be mekayim it till the yisaidim grow up, till they grow up. You can't bring edim against them. So the meila kurei lebekarina we wait until they turn to a gadol because it's still a shtar she'ena mekuyim. But if it will be a shtar mekuyim, Ramban says we would give it a kayach hashtar, and the kayach hashtar is an absolute kayach. So these are the four ma'isim which we learned very quickly on Dav Zayin. I wanted to finish today because I'd like to do a chazara over the next few days. The Ikka chazara are the three main sugyas we had in the last few blocks, starting from Dalet Amid Beis. The three main sugyas to chazara are Makif and Nikif, the first sugya, and then the sugya of Einad Aparet Asmanai on the Hey Amid Aleph, the Amid Beis. And then the rules of Cheskas Tashmishin, which we started here on Vav Amid Aleph. So B'li Neda, I'll bring in the Chazara sheets. I don't know if all of you finished. First finish up the Gemara till the Mishnah. And I'll bring the Chazara sheets. I'd like to beg you not to waste Chazara time. Chazara time is a big Yitzhara to waste. If you don't start right away, you're not gonna do it. So these are three, like I said, major sugyas, Makif and Nikif, and Edom Pratas Nanai. And Cheskas Tashmishin. So finish, catch up to me, and then we'll start on the Chazara. We'll see for a couple of days. Okay.